702. Bruce is on Twitter at Bruce Business.
On to Wendy Nola in just a moment. Wendy Nola is going to be joining us. She is our consumer ninja, and the focus of our discussion this evening is all around buying a dodgy property. Not a property in the wrong part of town, that's a choice you can make, or a property that is at the end on the edge of a floodplain, that is a choice that you can make. But when you buy a property and it has what they call latent defects, so defects that are not exactly obvious to a layperson as they walk around the property and they have a look and they, you know, try the doors and open the taps and make sure that everything is functioning well. There's some things you can see and some things you can't see. If you smell fresh paint when you walk into a house, always keep an eye out on that. So there's lots of stuff to look out for. Wendy, about a decade ago, my neighbour,
yes.
I lived in a townhouse complex, and my neighbour was skipping towards me one day and proudly announced they bought a house up the road. And they described that at the last minute there'd been a counterbid, but thanks to their lovely estate agent who'd taken a cut in commission, they'd been able to see off the dastardly counterbid and they'd secured the property. And they were so pleased. So pleased with themselves. So
I have a feeling this is not going to end well.
I said, so what's the address? That's so exciting. And she gave me the address. And I said, oh, we were the other bidder. So we'd been beaten to the chase by our lovely neighbour. Lovely, lovely neighbour. And we're very pleased for them. A year later, I bumped into her again. And she said how lucky I was. And I said, oh, what do you mean we lost out on the most glorious house? She says, the place leaks like a sieve. Tons of problems. Mm. And they were spending a huge amount of money trying to sort them out. And I think this is fairly common where there is just not disclosure when you buy your property.
Exactly. And that's what the whole issue that I want to talk about is. That's the exact issue. So, you know, what does the law say? Can you sell a house with latent defects, which you haven't disclosed, and then play the footstoots card when the buyer confronts you with evidence of the expensive problems, the leaks, the boundary wall that's unstable, or whatever the case may be. So the onus is on the buyer, your neighbors in this case, to prove that the seller knew about them all too well and deliberately fails to disclose. And then, you know, you would then be able to make them pay for the cost of the repairs, but that's only if you have the money and the patience to mount a legal challenge in the courts, you know, because we all know it's very expensive and it takes a lot of time. So in this case, which was settled in the High Court last week, the sellers, Nicholas and Hester Vermeulen, unhappily for them, their buyer, Molatella Maloka, had both. So she bought them Ridderpoor's house in July of 2014. That's when all of this drama started. She paid $2.3 million. She had this all happened after she saw typically an agent, estate agent's listing. So there was an agent involved. She told the court, and the hearing happened sometime last year already, that when she viewed the house, she asked the husband if there were any waterproofing problems, and he said no. He later denied that, but that was the evidence. So the sellers, the Vermeulens, after she'd, you know, the usual thing, after she'd signed the offer to purchase, there was a property condition report filled in stating that the property did have damp, but that it was limited to one damp wall in the dining room. And then they wrote, not sure if damp, wall in main bedroom, damp repaired. Okay. So she moves in mid-December of that year, 2014, and she immediately, given the time of year, she locked up, didn't unpack, and she left for Polokwane for the holidays, and she didn't come back for a month. And when she did in mid-January, she walked into a home with an overwhelming smell of damp. I think we all can relate to what that smells like. And at first she thought, oh, you know, it's been locked up for a month. The carpets were cleaned by the sellers, you know, when they left, and then it was locked up, and so maybe that's that. But when she started unpacking her things, she noticed that the smell was everywhere and that there was discoloration on the carpets. The shelving in the kitchen was sunken, she said. some of her belongings already, just 1 month, Bruce, and I had a flat like this once in Durban. They had mold on them.
Yeah.
Okay, you expect it in Durban because of the humidity, but that was chronic, what I experienced. I know exactly what that feels like. So there was damp on the floors of the main bedroom and in the two guest bedrooms. There was damp, both rising and lateral, on the walls of the property, the main bedroom, the kitchen, the dining room. It was a damp house. Okay, so here's the thing. The first thing I want to say is she says that she didn't look into the cupboards prior to putting an offer in because or before taking occupation either, because she felt that this would have been an invasion of the seller's privacy. Don't do that. You know, open the cupboards, turn the taps on.
And flush the toilets.
Importantly, and
test the drains.
Flush the toilets, exactly. Yeah. If there's a water supply that hasn't been affected by load shedding. And what I've been saying for years and years, Bruce, that this case really sort of speaks to is pay the few thousand rand, the 2.5, the 3.5 thousand rand to get a professional inspection company in. There are loads of them. They all compete. And it is money well spent, because none of these cases would emerge unless you've got a really bad inspection company, in which case that's another story. But most of them, they would in a heartbeat have said there's a damn problem here, right? And then you can either walk away, you can negotiate a significant reduction in the asking price to which would then pay for you to get it all fixed up. Anyway, Molitello lived in the property for some years. She noticed more and more damp. She told her estate agent about it. But long story short, in 2016, she took legal advice, which resulted in the matter being heard in the Pretoria High Court for 3 days in May of last year. Judgment was handed down by Judge Justice Mokose just last week. And in short, expert evidence showed that there was rising damp, and it was the result of incorrect design and or construction of the property. And it would have manifested soon after the first year of rains, at the home. And there was no way that the sellers, who had lived in the house for 11 years, could not have known about the damp issues. The Vermeulens, the sellers, said that a year after they moved in, there were heavy rains, which resulted in water trickling down the study wall. And, of course, the expert evidence was that damp moves up, not down walls. They said that was their first indication that there was a problem, but a roof specialist was contacted. The wall was stripped and damp-proofed, and the problem never occurred again. There was no mold in the cupboards. So, miraculously, their clothes didn't mold up in those cupboards. The cupboards in the kitchen were not sunken, and they denied, bottom line, that they had deliberately concealed any defects from the buyer. And basically, they said they didn't do anything wrong. The judge, however, said that, first of all, and this is the lesson for anybody selling property out there. If you're aware of a latent defect and deliberately conceal that from the buyer, the buyer will then obviously have a right of recourse against you if they have the stomach and the funds for the legal process. If a seller is aware of defects such as rising damp and seeks to avoid liability on the basis they believe that this had been repaired, there must be what the judge called an honest belief that the repairs were adequate and that the problem had been permanently addressed. You can't hide behind an estate agent, was the other thing the judge said, to avoid liability. The seller has the duty to disclose a latent defect that they know about. She said, the judge did, I'm of the view that the defendants must have known about the damp issues in the house. She found that the defendant, the husband, was not a truthful or reliable witness. And bottom line, Bruce, the defendants have to pay Molitello, the buyer, 417 rand, 787 rand and 77 cents, plus interest from the date of the summons to the date of
417,000.
Plus the costs.
417,000.
470,000 rand.
Yeah. It's a huge penalty. And it's the level of deceit in this is what is concerning, because you have people selling houses and they don't disclose. At the time, this person who had stolen the house from me would save me endless amounts of pain and suffering. I said, what can we do? And it was just the consumer Consumer Protection Act had just come in. So I went and contacted a lawyer and one of the big firms. And they said, look, there's no recourse because it's not a consumer. Although it's for consumers, a consumer can't sue another consumer, even if there's been a transaction. So I'm delighted that the courts have pronounced on this because I think there's far too much sort of a lick of paint and a little bit of a dodgy fudge here
exactly.
and there when it comes to the sale
fix.
Of properties. Yeah.
So that 470 rand, incidentally, was the cost of getting that house rid of damp and fixing the evidence of damp. There was another thing about the seller said, you can keep the headboard in the main bedroom because it won't fit in our new house. And she thought that was so kind. It turns out when the headboard was removed, there was flaky paint. So don't be too trusting. Don't be too shy to open the cupboards. And above all, get a professional in before you or do the offer to purchase, but make it conditional upon receiving the report from the professional inspectors. And then you can decide, you know, if you want to go ahead, as I said, or reduce the price that you've offered to so that you, in this case, by 417,000 rand, that you can, you know, you really love the house, but you want to get it repaired. So I just love this case because I deal with so much of this.
Yeah.
And so a cautionary tale for buyers and sellers. And yeah, get that inspection done before you pay your money.
Wendy Nola, thank you very much indeed. Good advice as always. Wendy Nola, our consumer ninja.